This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Iranian officials and state media report Monday that Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, Foreign Minister Hossein and the foreign minister have died in a helicopter crash in a mountainous area amid icy weather on Monday after search teams located wreckage in eastern Azerbaijan province. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The charred wreckage of the aircraft was found early on Monday after an overnight search. Raisi's death was confirmed by Iran's vice president on X and on state television. There has been no official word yet on the cause of the crash. The 63-year-old was elected president in 2021. Since taking office, Raisi had ordered a tightening of morality laws, overseen a bloody crackdown on anti-government protests, and pushed hard in nuclear talks with world powers. Iran's dual political system is split between the clerical establishment and the government, and it is the supreme leader rather than the president who has the final say on all major policies. But for years, many have seen Raisi as a strong contender to succeed his 85-year-old mentor, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. In the wake of the accident, Iran's first vice president, Mohammad Makbar, has been appointed president of the Islamic Republic following the death of Raisi. Pakistan on Monday declared a day of mourning in Lebanon, 3 days of mourning, as governments expressed condolences to Iran after the death of President Raisi. Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Raisi as an outstanding politician. Chinese President Xi Jinping called Raisi's death tragic and said the Chinese people lost a good friend. The head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency, the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, asked for a minute of silence before he opened a conference on nuclear security in Vienna. This is VOA News. Fighting continues Monday between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza, where Israel launched a deadly airstrike. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diladesma reports.
An Israeli airstrike on Nuseirat, a built-up Palestinian refugee camp in central Gaza, has killed 27 people, including 10 women and 7 children, according to records at the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in nearby Deir al-Bala, which received the bodies. A separate strike on a street in the camp killed 5 people, according to the Palestinian Red Crescent Emergency Service. In Deir al-Bala, a strike also killed a senior officer in the Hamas-run police and another man, according to the hospital. The civil defense adds, strikes hit several homes near Beit Lahia, killing at least 10 people. And in the urban Jabalia refugee camp nearby, residents reported a heavy wave of artillery and airstrikes. In recent weeks, Hamas militants have regrouped in parts of northern Gaza that were heavily bombed in the war's early days. I'm Charles Diladesma.
A military spokesman for the Democratic Republic of Congo's military, Sylvain Agenge, reports the leader of an attempted coup in the Central African nation Sunday has been killed and some 50 people, including 3 American citizens, have been arrested. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Agenge told Reuters that some 50 people had been arrested, including 3 American citizens, and that the leader of the operation had been killed. A Reuters reporter said gunfire rang out around 4 a.m. in the capital, Kinshasa. Akenge said armed men attacked the presidency in the city center. Another attack took place at the nearby home of Vital Kamerhe, a member of parliament who is tipped to become speaker. Accounts of the second attack came in posts on X by the Japanese ambassador and Kamerhe's spokesman, who said that 2 guards and an attacker had been killed at the residence. Akenge named the leader of the attempted coup as Christian Malonga, a U.S.-based Congolese politician. A live stream video on Facebook showed Malonga inside the presidential palace shortly before he was killed by authorities.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. South Korea is set to host a mini summit this week on the risks and regulations of artificial intelligence. Tommy McNeil reports.
The meetings Monday and Tuesday follow an inaugural AI safety meeting in Britain that drew a diverse crowd of tech luminaries, researchers, and officials. The gathering in Seoul aims to build on work started at the UK meeting on reining in threats posed by cutting-edge artificial intelligence systems. It will feature a leaders' virtual summit co-chaired by South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and an in-person meeting of digital ministers. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.